And now, as Palestinians prepare themselves to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the Nakba, the day Palestine was occupied in 1948, Israeli forces continue the policy of siege and military attacks. Yusuf Al-Hilou brings us the latest from Gaza.
The Israeli assaults on the besieged Gaza Strip continue. Ambulances were busy today evacuating the casualties of the latest incursion to hospitals that lack proper medication due to the ongoing suffocating siege. Israeli tanks, backed by warplanes, conduct incursions almost daily, killing and injuring more Palestinians and destroying properties and farmland. This escalation comes amid Egyptian mediation efforts to broker a ceasefire deal between Israel and Palestinian resistance movements.
I don't think that Israel is really interested in having a truce with the Palestinian people, because this is the antithesis of the nature of Israel as a settler colonial state. Israel does not want to give legitimacy to the resistance movement in general in the Gaza Strip. And I think these incursions come within the context of the genocidal war that has been going on since 1948.
The repeated military attacks continue in parallel with the ongoing siege that has created a state of destitution. The afflicted residents, who are plunged into frustration, despair and misery, have lost faith in the so-called peace process. In a press conference today, human rights groups warned of an imminent tragedy if the siege is not lifted.
We are talking about the current situation, the results which comes, and we see it on the ground as a result of the siege imposed by the Israel occupation forces. We believe that Israel government has nothing to give for the Palestinians.
Meanwhile, anti-siege campaigners have called upon the international community to exert more pressure on Israel to stop its crimes and colonial project.
Israel is a colonial project. They don't want peace, because peace means surrendering land. And this is why they don't want peace. They want Palestinians to be always seen as violent, so they can justify stopping and destroying the peace process by saying we don't have a Palestinian partner.